Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the father of podcasts, the man in front of me, Daddy Warbucks, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and he's the child we abandoned. He found us. God damn it. We moved.
Why'd you track us down?
Like a dog.
All right. Okay.
That was weirdly aggressive for no reason.
Very aggressive.
Also, it was telling about how you feel about animals. I don't like them.
Well, no, because they say a dog will always find its way home.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Oh.
How many fucking posters do you see in the street, I lost my dog?
Yeah, but those are like retarded dogs, like
that's
pugs
that's not
and
every
shit.
Dog.
Do they look
now
like
you're saying
someone?
They're retarded, but you also said they're not dogs.
Oh, real dogs. I meant like real dogs, like, you know, like big dogs, like a German Shepherd or like a Doberman or like a Rottweiler.
It's not the face, it's the size that's dictating whether they're dogs
and
or not.
The face. And any dog that was used by the Nazis in World War
Absolutely,
II.
Absolutely, yes.
Those are real dogs.
Those are the superior race of dogs.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding here, guys?
German shepherds, German soldiers, all the Germans, chancellors, are on my side. Yeah. I'm saying that's why it didn't work. It's just because you're like, no, not a real dog. It's like, but I don't understand why.
I see where I fumbled the ball,
in
though.
In your head, it made sense because you felt like they don't look like, they look more like me. They don't look like dogs. But for yourself. The rest of us, we're like, what is he talking about? So it's the size that got you.
No, and their face too. And okay, it's a combination of attributes.
Size and face.
What about wiener dogs?
Best dogs. I love those dogs.
But those are small too.
I love seeing. I saw a video today of a tiny baby wiener dog. They're so funny because they have trouble walking.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's a little wiener dog with a bunch of grown wiener dogs that are excited. And he's trying to be excited, but he can't follow. Because he's just a tube with legs.
Yeah, he's a hot dog with legs, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I've also met beagles.
Yeah.
They're cute, they have droopy ears. They're cute. Dogs are fucking all right.
Yeah.
Corgis are awesome. With
corgis
big,
are cute
with
too.
With their big butts.
Those teacup poodles or whatever the fuck, teacup Yorkies, those are cute too. I met one at the dog park like 2 years ago. It was this big.
Yeah.
Goddamn, yeah. Or like the poodle at the cafe place.
Oh, bro.
So cute, bro.
Yeah, it's a poodle that.
I don't think it's a poodle.
The only thing I don't like about poodles is when you pet them, it's weird.
Yeah, no, it's not a poodle.
Because it's like petting a shirt.
Yeah, no, it's like not a poodle then.
Okay.
But it's so small.
But like I was holding him like this, like a bebe.
Yeah.
And I was massaging his head and I was like,
Yeah, he loves it. He falls asleep when you massage him.
Yeah.
He just hangs out at the bar all day. It's a good dog.
So someone brings his poodle at the bar?
He owns the place.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's hanging out there. He hangs out all day. That's
a thing
operation.
That you can do now. In the old days, you couldn't. It's just say he's what they call him? A service dog to what would they call him?
A service dog.
But
are you talking about like for emotional?
Yeah. Emotional
support.
Service
dog.
Emotional support dog.
Service dog. Yeah. We have Maxime Martin's dog. He told me he got it certified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's very easy to get.
Obviously.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't even get him certified. I'd just buy a shirt on Amazon.
Well, when I first got my dog and she had like all the PTSD problems, I had gotten her a vest that would wrap around her and make her feel safe. And it looked like it had a badge on it, but it's just the way it looked. And everyone that like, oh, that's a service animal. I was like, no, I'm her service animal.
Yeah.
But it looked, and they just accepted it. Like, oh, that's a service dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need it. You could also make fake proof.
Yeah.
Like, how are they going to know?
I saw, there was a comic a couple of years ago, at Just for Laughs, that had a service dog. And he was like, this helps me cope with the stress of the business. But it was in the bar at the Hyatt at 2 in the morning. There's a loud music. I was like, you're fucking ruining this dog's life.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like, if you're nervous to be here, imagine how fucking nervous your poor service dog is.
He's freaking out.
Yeah.
You're speaking of poor service dogs. There was a man who gave his service to the game of football. His name?
O.J. Simpson.
Orenthal James Simpson. Manti Te'o. We watched that docudrama.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, right? Is it Netflix or
it's on Netflix. Okay. And goddamn, dude, this fucking guy.
He got catfished good.
He got catfished worse than Adam.
Yeah.
From The Intellectuals. Ah, poor dude. And the reason why I think it was worse than
Adam. And such a handsome dude. Like, he's a fucking football star, good looking dude. He could have banged pretty much any chick he wanted. And then he got catfished by this giant.
I'm surprised. I should watch the documentary. I don't understand how.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. But I'm gonna watch. I'm curious because I thought he was like a little pug looking. You know, I'm like, who the fuck would get catfished?
No, he's a good. He looks like The Rock. Yeah, he looks exactly. Like The Rock,
especially
only better
now,
looking.
Now with his beard and stuff, he looks better. Yeah,
and
good.
I just pulled up. I just googled his name. I'm like, holy shit! How did this guy get catfished?
Yeah. Well, I don't. Well, do you know what catfish means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Well, they get bamboozled by a pretend woman.
So, in other words, a woman.
It could be a real woman.
It could be a real woman, just not up to the standards that she pretends to be.
Yeah, catfish just means that he was fooled.
Yes.
So his looks have nothing
it's
to do
kinda
with
like
it.
It's kind of like what you did when you told us you could produce podcasts.
Yeah. Do you get what we're saying? So his looks.
We got bamboozled.
Yeah. He got tricked.
Yeah.
You could be the most handsome or the most beautiful woman on the planet. You're not above trickery.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought for some reason in my head.
Do you think people that are better looking are also smarter?
No. But I think they're dumber.
But that's not what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying
you're
the
right,
opposite.
You're right.
This is why it's hard to have a conversation with you.
I see.
And then when someone points it out, normally now at least you're saying, okay, normally you get angry.
I said like one of those counterproductive thoughts.
Yeah, because you're part of the ugly class.
So are the uggos the uggos are the dum-dums?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice, change it up. The uggos are the dum-dums. Okay. He's like, I can't believe this good-looking man could get tricked by a woman. Why is that? Because good-looking people are stupid.
He's a genius.
Which one
but
is
then
it?
Again, I've been tricked by women.
My anybody uncle can't... has cancer, so I asked Harry Styles what we should do about it.
So this gentleman is a college star.
Now he's an NFL player.
Is he still in the NFL?
I think he's still in the NFL.
Good for him.
Yeah. Let's see.
Good for him.
He's but not doing that well.
Not doing that well. Mentally, like, he was completely fucked up.
No, he's broken.
So the story was, at the time when this broke, I do remember making fun of him.
Yeah.
He had a girlfriend, and all the news was about the same day that his grandmother died, he got a phone call that his girlfriend back in Hawaii, that's where he's from, was killed in a car accident as well. Or was in a car accident.
Yeah.
No. She was in a car accident another time.
No, she died of cancer.
Of cancer. Wasn't there a car accident? She had survived the accident.
He was supposed to meet her the first time because he thought that he thought she lived in California.
Yeah.
And then when he was like, I'm going out, he got a call from the brother going, fuck, she got into this crazy car accident. She's in a coma. But if you want to talk to her, I can put the phone next to her head. And then he talked on the phone for hours to someone that wasn't, to just some fucking fat weirdo.
Which is absurd.
Listening, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was the tip of the iceberg.
That was the beginning. That was him on a good day.
Yeah, so they hadn't ever met. What happened initially was that it was a guy that had reached out to him, pretending on Facebook, made a fake profile to be a woman. Took photos from his childhood friend in school. It was a cute girl. And then they were just talking for a long time. And then
he'd reach out because the person that was catfishing made like a bunch of made a family. So
made
had
fake
a brother,
accounts.
A cousin.
They look real.
She started catfishing other dudes. And then he reached out. And then those dudes were this girl's friend. So he'd reach out to dudes that had been catfished. And he'd be like, do you know Layla? And then he'd be like, yeah, we've been talking for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good. Just to make sure. So he that's not a good. He's not good at vetting.
Yeah.
You should ask. Have you? Okay. So you've met her. It's not just like you know this person? Yeah, we talked on the internet. Okay, we're good.
That, yeah, exactly. So he didn't do any, because it was, he's never even heard of catfish. It was earlier on. Yeah. And the guy was a little naive.
He was probably also busy in the NFL.
But very, he wasn't in the NFL. He was Notre Dame, but he was still busy.
Okay, okay.
And a young kid, super religious, in a first time in the continental U.S. He's at a college that's super Catholic, and he's a Mormon. So he's surrounded by fucking people that aren't in his religion. So I think he wasn't that comfortable.
He wasn't super comfy. Okay. And so he just starts, you know, you're talking to someone, starts building a relationship, basically.
Yeah.
And since he's not looking to bang anyway, he's like, all right, this is a relationship.
The only person wants to bang is Jesus.
Yeah. So this goes on for a while. And then all the excuses of the fake car accident, all that, and then survives, and then she gets cancer. Anyway, the day that his grandmother died, for real, he gets a phone call that the other girl died too. So this kid got a double whammy. His girlfriend and his grandmother died the same day, as far as he's concerned. So this becomes headlines, and it motivated him to go all the way to the finals of the fucking NCAA, whatever the fuck it is in college. And then someone messaged these... you know, like BuzzFeed, all these shitty reporters.
Yeah.
Messages. Look, I'm from Hawaii. Manti Te'o is a fraud. He doesn't have a girlfriend. That girl doesn't exist. Nah, nah, nah. He's a fraud, as if he was doing it, basically.
Yeah.
And then they go, what the fuck? So they start doing research and they start finding, we can't find this girl. This girl doesn't, the only things that exist about her are all things that he posted. Mm. We can't find an existence of this girl. So they dig deep. They find that it's fake. They start putting the piece of the puzzle of who it is, that guy, the guy that was pretending to be a girl. So now...
And the guy that was pretending to be a girl ended up reaching out to Manti Te'o after pretending to die.
So imagine...
Oh, what a piece of garbage. So it was like,
hey, I didn't die for real. I had to fake my death.
I had to fake my... Didn't even say I'm a fake, but said I had to fake my death. And then got the original girl, whose pictures they're based off, who didn't even know what's going on, called her because her friend said, hey, can you take a photo with like this and this hand gesture? So the guy thinks it's real.
Because he was like, okay, if to make sure it's real, get a picture written whatever and do this with your hands. Yeah. So she got the girl to do that in the picture. The real girl.
The real girl. So he thought, oh, fuck, she really is alive. But he never even met.
This was expert level catfishing.
This is psycho.
That's holy demented. Fucking
demented.
Shit.
It's demented. Yeah. And then this whole thing breaks out. He played the final game and he was horrible because his head was all fucked up. He's like, is this real? Is she back? What's going on? He didn't know what to believe.
Yeah.
So then people start making fun of him about her not existing because it starts coming out that she didn't exist. She's made up, whatever. And they start thinking that he's the one who made her up.
And plus, since he's religious, or like he's definitely just a gay dude. That made up a fake girlfriend.
And then when it started to come out that it was a guy pretending, they go, oh, they're both pretending. Makes sense. Just gay.
Because the guy was a Hawaiian guy.
Yeah. So now all the rumors online was like, number one, they were making fun of him saying he does, you know, he's just faking having a girlfriend. And the other rumor was he's doing that because he loves the cock. Yeah. And this guy wasn't gay. So he starts fucking with his head. And then even on CNN, even Don Lemon was like, because he's a gay guy, he's like, yeah, I spoke to all my friends and they all think he's just a gay guy. It's obvious he's a gay guy hiding it. And the guy's like, I'm not gay.
Yeah,
I'm not fucking gay.
Imagine they say that on CNN.
Yeah, on
you're
CNN.
You're this kid in I was going to say in closet, in college, and the people online are saying you're gay, and then you have Don Lemon.
CNN is
confirming
they
that
should
you're
be,
gay.
You should be able to sue them for shit like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So this is happening. They're making fun of him. They're like, how could you even fall for that? It's clearly he did it. You can't fall for that. But the guy's like, I'm a dummy. I thought it was a real girl, and then I liked her, and all this shit's happening. Dude, mentally.
I'm too stupid to know what to do to a cock.
And he was a leader on the field, so this made him, this ruined him because people couldn't respect him anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing that fucked him the most, because he was the leader of the team all the time. And even his first year at Notre Dame, he was so good, even though he was like young, he was a leader. But then you're like, okay, our leader is this fucking stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it definitely hit harder and because he was a leader.
The Christian places are like, he's gay and dumb.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Jesus wouldn't want this. So he got derailed. He lost his positioning. He wasn't in the first round of draft picks, which was supposed to be initially in the NFL.
And when you get drafted first round, you're a millionaire. Second round, you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then every time he'd go on, he'd play like shit. He kept crying. He kept seeing people take photos with him and then tag him and make fun of him online.
No.
Yeah, they would take photos with him on one arm under them and on the other arm, no one. And they're like, we're here with Manti Te'o and his girlfriend.
No.
Yeah, bro. They mentally raped
him. That's bullying. Yeah. If when you're like, all right, okay, he's not looking. Okay, I'm good.
Nah.
Yeah, bro. Poor dude. Torture. Yeah, I actually felt bad. I really felt bad because he didn't deserve it. He did nothing wrong. He was the victim, and they all mistreated him. And then now that person that was lying, Ronnie or whatever the fuck his name is, he came out as trans. He transitioned.
So in the documentary, this person doesn't look like a monster because it's someone that transitioned. Yeah, so you can't go, this fucking stupid bitch.
They never attack.
Like, look, it's just things that happened.
Yeah, in the documentary, they never attack, which is what's crazy. Is I don't give a fuck if you're trying. Dude, you did this to someone. You're that's a piece of garbage.
Yeah. That person ruined his life.
The beginning of every episode, they have a disclaimer that says, this person hadn't transitioned at the time that we taped this. And that was just so the people wouldn't get angry because Manti Te'o was calling this person he.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine if they wouldn't have done that for real, some people would have been like, what a piece of shit. And you'd be like, I know, right? That fucking trans bitch. No, Manti Te'o called him a he.
He ruined his life.
Yeah. He ruined his life.
Holy shit.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a wild cockamamie story.
Yeah, this guy's life was fucking derailed.
Ah, poor dude, bro.
He was supposed to have everything, money. He was supposed to be wealthy, successful. Yeah. He was nice. Not bitches, because that's why he got fooled.
He was like a very good Muslim boy. Yeah. No drugs, no sex, no alcohol.
That's the weird thing about this. If he wanted bitches, he
banged like crazy.
This would have never happened.
Notre Dame, all those fucking Irish trunkies.
Oh, they wanted a fuck.
Those big tail tits.
Yeah, those huge tits. Yeah, they wanted, and he was very, very true to his religion.
That's sad.
Yeah. Manti Te'o.
The lesson here is you should sin.
Yeah, you gotta sin. The lesson here, kids. Murder, rape, murder, drugs, murder.
Sex,
drugs, and murder.
Yeah, the closest in the old days you could have gotten to being catfished is if the person giving you a hand job had a penis.
Okay.
You would have been like, I got catfished.
And there was that story about the guy from Park X that we know. That he came on Ontario Street to pick up a hooker, and his friends were there too. They had went to, I guess, a hotel or some shit, and he was getting blown, and they could hear him yelling because he was holding her by the head, and then the wig started to come off.
No.
But he was already like into it too much, so he was yelling in Greek. He's like, "Eki peruka." You know, he's just saying
that. That sounds like something that happened to my uncle. when he first came to Montreal, he like made out with a trans
gentleman,
I guess, at the club, and then he realized that it was a man because he was a bit drunk. He was like, "You piece of shit, you tricked me, nah."
But was it trans back then? Because not a lot of people were trans. It might have just been a crossdresser.
It may have been just a crossdresser. Yeah.
Do you
think
your uncle thinks it's catfishing because that's what that guy's dick did to his mouth?
It was curved too much to the left.
I put his dick in his mouth and then got caught.
I'm a catfish, huh? I know. They hook me like a catfish all the time. Delicious, the penis. Yeah. he got angry, huh?
He got pissed, and apparently the transvestite pulled out a knife and started chasing my uncle down St. Catherine Street.
God damn. There's something funny about chasing
which
him.
Is fucking hilarious.
They're both at fault.
I love that when a guy, like, especially in those days, he would have been like, "You fucking fag, I'm going to show you," and then you're running away.
Because he got tricked. He was like, he wanted to fight him. And then, "You piece of garbage, you tricked me," like, because they were making out like heavy and shit. And then it was his friends that went and told him, like, "Bro, that's a man." And he was like, "What?" And then he like took a good look and he was like, "Holy shit."
But look, figure it out by taking a good look. One tricked you. Yeah. The only thing that happened is
the beard was because she likes Jesus.
He was like, "Oh, fuck, I didn't think my friends would notice."
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if friends weren't there, he would have been balls deep in his fucking mouth.
Your uncle knew. Actually, the a lot of the violence that the community, the gay community was facing, like homophobic, were dudes in the closet. They would get super pissed off. Yeah, they'd go down and break them. It's like they were a lot of dudes were mad that they were able to live that life. Like that's look, they're weird. Able to be gay. I can't. I have my wife. I'm faking it. Yeah. You didn't know that? Self-hating gays.
Yeah, but what doesn't make sense to me is why wouldn't you just bang dudes on the low?
Back in the day, it was crazy. They would. They obviously would.
And there was no internet, too, so.
There was AIDS.
Yeah, there was AIDS. No, even before AIDS, they would probably do that secretly, but they didn't like the fact that they had to live double lives. And other people were just like, fuck it, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of aggressivity comes from within. Like, it's your own people.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Bill Gates, bro. I hate Elon Musk. I hate all these rich people.
Oh, I thought you were saying Bill Gates because the pedophile.
Yeah, oh, no.
Because I was like, God damn.
Yeah, because they're rich.
Competition.
Because they're rich and wealthy.
Michael Jackson. I hate Bill Gates.
R. Kelly's ruining our good name.
These fucking priests.
How am I going to find kids now? These fucking Catholics. Yeah. They got buildings filled with kids.
No, I said that because Catholic priests are rich. They're
treated like royalty.
They look old. They fucking, he wears a little dress and he's got the fucking little.
I want a silk robe. Yeah. So apart from pedophilia, what else have you been up to?
I have no idea.
How is the intellectuals going?
Oh, yeah. So
it's on the brink of cancellation.
Really?
No.
The first podcast to get a divorce.
Yeah.
You were. You're the tiger belly of Canada.
Yeah.
Like, why do you guys keep saying that?
Are you gonna if you and Guido break up?
No. Look, I just
which one is gonna get banged first?
Yeah.
Oh, me, bro. Okay. I'm a fucking stud and a half.
Oh, that's gonna break his heart. Because Adam's gonna do the fucking.
Yeah. I'm a top though.
Or we might just continue the show with Adam instead of Guido.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another intellectual.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I still want him on the show, but the thing is, he's acting like a bitch. And also, I want an apology for how he spoke to me.
He spoke to you roughly?
Yeah. He called me a fat fuck.
You did call him a narcissistic
and
prick.
You just called him a bitch on the air.
Yes. Yeah. Because he is a bitch, though.
So I don't think an apology is in order. Cause
but technically, in his defense, you are a fat fuck.
No, honestly, I just want him to stop behaving the way he's behaving and just come back on the show. That's it. I don't want anything. Like, just fucking.
How did it start?
Okay. So I was at the grocery store.
Okay.
And all your stories seem to start.
And I noticed that. So he's been doing business deals behind the scenes and shit.
And one of his products was on sale at the grocery store.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, that's your motherfucking pizza, boy. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So I just called to check up on him.
Yeah.
I'm never bringing him to court with me, but go on. Possibly one of the dumbest people I've ever come into contact with is this man right there with the blonde hair, but go on.
You sounded like a Stevie from Eastbound and Down. When he's
trying to be cool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
go on.
Anyway, so I called him to...
Yeah, so his pizza's there and you call him to congratulate him?
Yes, basically.
Okay.
And and then it was just about that. I'm like, anyways, I got to let you go now because I'm at the grocery store. I'm busy. I got to go pay and shit. And he goes, yo, did you hear about this thing that somebody said about me? You know, and I'm like, nah, that's not what I heard. But anyways, I heard something else. And then, is it okay so far?
I like that you're not giving any details, but you're saying that there are details. So now people are just like, what?
Anyways. So I'm like, nah, I just heard this.
People were starting rumors about him, and he wanted to know if they were
true. There you go. I'm like, nah,
rumors of a sexual nature or of a criminal nature?
Degenerate nature.
Okay. There you go. That's the word it was. Nature. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Train wreck nature.
And I was like, look, bro, honestly, I don't know. I don't have time for this. We'll talk about this another time. And then he started freaking out, and he's like, bro, you have to understand I'm a pushy. I haven't left my house for 3 days because of this shit. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Why are you yelling? Calm down. I'm at a grocery store. I can't talk about
it. I'm a pussy. Fuck me.
I'm like, bro, calm down. He's like, no, just please believe me, please. And he's like begging me to believe. I'm like, okay, whatever. Just leave me alone. And I hang up, and then... And then I call this guy to explain to him, bro, why is he behaving like this? You know, to give him the deets. And Guido was calling him at the same time.
So I yelled at both of them.
In the grocery, but you're still in the grocery
store. I'm still in the grocery store.
So you're in the fucking fruit aisle calling
Yeah, yeah. So, but okay. I told him fast because he was, he was busy with important stuff as well. So, I like what you did as well.
Because he was actually doing business. Yeah. You were fucking buying frozen pizza.
You're like, this guy, no. He knows the business.
And your train wreck of a friend was hiding in his mother's basement crying.
And
important stuff. We all got our own shit.
I'm actually trying to get money so we can get paid. And this guy's like, important stuff, like me getting the pizza and him crying. We're all contributing.
We all have our part.
Yeah, we all contribute in our own way.
So then,
there's
whatever.
Hunter, gatherer, crier.
Oh, it's true. I was hunting. He was gathering. The other guy was crying.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. God, hunter, gatherer, crier. That's amazing. Ah, shit. So anyway, so he's like, yo, well, what the fuck is Guido calling me? And I explained to him what just happened. And nonstop. So then Guido starts messaging me about how he wants me to go over and hang out. He just starts bombarding me with text messages. I'm like, yo. And I'm like, holy shit. So I'm driving shit. I'm getting frustrated. But I'm like, you know what? This is Guido doing Guido things. Whatever. I ignore it. But then he sends in the group chat that the reason he was calling him
to invite me over
was to invite him over, which was a blatant lie. And I knew because I had just finished that phone call.
Uh-oh.
Is that the end of the world, though?
It's not the end of the world, but the thing, I don't know, it pissed me off so much. I'm dealing with like other stuff too at the same time, and the lie is what set me off. And I called him and I fucking bitched at him, and I told him to stop acting like a narcissistic, start pulling this narcissistic bullshit on me of the lying and shit.
Okay.
And then I yelled at him, and then he was sad.
Okay. Are you pointing at me like I was sad?
No, Guido was sad.
Yeah. And then he called me and told me that you were calling him a piece of shit, and he didn't know why. He goes, yeah. I don't know why he's mad at me.
But he knew why I was angry at him. Yeah.
So then I hung up because my manager was calling me, and I was trying to work out some stuff. And then Guido, I called, he doesn't pick up. Then he finally calls him back. He's crying hysterical, and he's like, "I'm at the hospital," and I just got pissed. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. That's why the intellectuals is teetering. Yeah. But Adam, on the other hand, who got a makeover. He booked him. He's like, yeah, I'll come to the show.
Yeah. And Adam, easier to communicate with than Guido.
So this is almost like a 1970s sitcom when they just replace one guy with another guy.
You should call
Adam Guido from now on.
Oh, I'm a Guido. And I will do a thing. Now in the role of Guido.
In the role of Guido. What's Adam's last name?
I have no idea.
Something with a K. Kohler. Yeah. Kadler, something with a K, I think. Or H.
Kaepernick.
No, it's very short.
Kernick.
No, shorter.
I have
two
it.
Two syllables. Oh, who cares? But you're not going to give away my ID. But he's like, I have a social insurance number too if you need it. Like, the man is a buffoon. So yeah, Manti Te'o got catfished.
Yeah.
Almost, I mean, worse than Adam, but Adam is, Adam has us telling him this is a catfish and still won't listen.
I had a friend, a friend. He wasn't actually a friend. But in the days before catfishing, I used to do this TV show. And there was a website called Do You Look Good that it was kind of like a dating app.
Like Hot or Not?
It was like Hot or Not, but it was more for dating.
Okay.
So you'd go, and it was, so you'd go on, then people would say, okay, he's a 6, he's a 8. But then you could check, and you had to be single. You check, okay, where are all the 9s, and then you reach out. So I had talked about this website, and then the 3 guys that did the TV show, I signed them up on the website. 2 of them were single, 1 of them was married. The married one, like I gave them I made fake profiles for them, and I gave them all the passwords, and the other 2 just deleted the profiles. But the married one, he kept on answering people.
But did it look like him or did it look
like at first people knew it was just me because I wrote stupid shit, but then he pretended like he just left the same profile thing.
But it was your picture?
No, it was his picture.
Oh shit!
So then if people would be like, hey, I really like the show, he'd be like, you want to meet? And then these guys wrote me. They're like, hey, we created this fake hot girl.
And he met her?
And we have a meeting with him. He's meeting us in a bar tomorrow. Do you want to come? And then you can be there, and then we'll all point at him and laugh. And then I was like, I can't go. Like, this guy's my fucking boss. Like, It'll be fucking weird.
And did they do it to him?
Yeah, they did it.
And how did he feel?
I have no idea. They told me they were going to do it to him. And then I never talked to these guys again because I don't know them. And I couldn't ask him. I couldn't be like, hey, what's up? Have you been to Laval lately?
What's it? You been to any bars? Catfish. How do you feel
any
about that?
Yeah.
Tuna? You like tuna? What's the story?
There was a comic in the old days that the first years, and this was even before the term catfishing, he was talking to this girl on the first years of Facebook, and he was sure he was going to go meet her and fuck her. And the girl, it was these fucking 13-year-old boys. They were like, hey, I want you to buy a dildo, buy this, like buy like a bunch of sex stuff.
This is the fake girl was 13-year-old boys?
Yeah, a bunch of 13-year-old boys.
They're playing a dangerous game.
But as a man,
yeah,
don't you know what a girl would say, like a woman sounds like?
Not if you're a weirdo. Not if you're
like
a weirdo.
A woman.
Like Adam, that guy Adam.
Doesn't know.
Could
yeah,
get
you're right.
catfished yeah, by. Easy. Like this guy was an Adam type. He was a fucking weirdo. That he's not in the business anymore because he was too weird and he ended up being this like sexual creep with people.
Oh, fuck. Okay. But I would have never saw that one coming.
No. And the story was they invited him to their street. Now, I thought those kids were fucking brave because this guy is a grown man and you're little kids. But they just waited. And as soon as he pulled up and he was driving, they were pointing at him and laughing and yelling his name.
Nah.
They were yelling his name and going, ah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Goddamn.
And he's a young, like a young-ish professional comic. He's a 31-year-old comedian getting fucking bullied by 13-year-olds.
That could lead to suicide.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of bullies, you know what I saw that's fucking weird? Olivier Aubin-Mercier, the Canadian gangster, he's in the PFL finals. The guy he's fighting, his nickname is the schoolyard bully.
No.
That's the nickname.
Was he a schoolyard bully?
I don't know. But it's a weird nickname because generally it would be like the Canadian gangster, the predator, the
date rapist,
but the schoolyard bully.
Oh, he's gonna get his face kicked in.
Yeah, he's gonna get beaten bad. And the guy he's fighting in the final lost to the guy that Olivier just beat to get in the final.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, was that guy?
Yeah. So
we saw him in Atlanta. He lost.
Yeah. So this year, this guy lost like 2 months ago to a guy that Olivier easily beat.
Yeah.
So
as long as he stays focused, he's got a million.
Should, yeah. Yeah.
I think he's going to be a millionaire soon. And he got in a bit of trouble. We sponsored his fight again.
Yeah. Why did he get in trouble?
Because I didn't know what joke to put. And when he was on Suzuki, and even I think when he was on Two Drink, he always says that he could technically fight a chimpanzee.
And the reason he says that is because if people don't know, chimpanzees are robot level strength.
Yeah. Mm. And chimpanzees, the way they fight, like you can, like they're only 6 times stronger than us. But when you fight a chimp, he'll rip your arms off.
Yeah, that's what he tries to do. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no way he could beat a chimp, but no. He always says he could beat a chimp. So then I was like, how about we just put in front of your thing, Olivier greater than a chimp.
Yeah.
And then but I was like, it's kind of long because your name is long and Ali, only French people call you Ali. For Americans, you're the Canadian gangster. So we got someone to draw Olivier and a chimp with the greater than sign.
Oh, and they thought it has to be a company or else it doesn't count.
No, but they put this out there, and then Ali started getting messages. Why are you so racist?
Well, what?
Hold on.
Because they were like calling. You're saying that you're better than black people, and black people are
whoa,
monkeys.
Those like, fuck.
Hey, calm down there, fuckface.
Those people are racist.
Those people complaining are racist.
Definitely.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because I asked him because
he was even fighting a black guy.
Like, no. But I remember like when we first started talking about this, he was like, the drawing is really cool, and he was like, I think that's gonna be my merch. So when I saw him this week, I was like, are you gonna make that merch? And he goes, I got too many people that were angry.
But they're angry over something that they made up in their head.
Exactly. Well, it's like in the old days, I had a joke, and this is the old days, in the 90s. I had a joke in French that I used the term Mongol, which is French for Mongoloid. And Mongol sounds softer than Mongoloid. Mongoloid sounds more aggressive.
Yeah.
And so when I first did that joke in English, I translated Mongol to Mongoloid. And people were like, oh, that's a bit much. So then I was like, okay, I'll say dummy. But instead of dummy, what? I'll say, oh, you fucking monkey. Because I used to, when I was little, you'd call someone stupid a monkey.
That's what we do, too. It's a Greek thing, too. Maimo.
So then I'm on stage. I go, yeah, you fucking monkey. I get off stage. And the joke, it has nothing to do with race at all. And then I had Mike Patterson. He was like, Why did you do that racist joke? I was like, what racist joke? And he goes, the fucking joke you're talking about, the monkey. I'm like, okay, the joke that I yell at the stupid guy. I go, that guy was white in my head when I was yelling. And then I was like, oh, fuck.
But that's him. That's Mike Patterson being racist. That's them being racist. That's not, because even this now, me, I thought it was going to be a problem because the drawing was crude and they needed like it has to be a company. You can't just have messages. Like I'm gonna beat up a chimp.
Yeah,
but that it didn't click. He's not even fighting black guys.
No, and he was fighting a little
Mexican kid.
A Latino from Montreal.
Okay, so no, that's insane. That's you being racist. That's you seeing a drawing of a chimpanzee and being like, black guys.
I don't understand why people get angry at that shit. Like I don't see anybody getting angry at a bathing ape. The brand, you know, the clothing brand.
I don't know what that is.
It's a bathing ape. It's the logo is basically an ape.
Yeah, white racists might get upset and pretend like they're not racist. They might do shit like that
because monkeys exist.
Yeah,
monkeys are a real thing.
Hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know. Ali didn't say anything. Oh fuck, that's weird.
Yeah,
he was getting weird messages. And what he had to explain, like guys.
Well, he. Yeah,
that's a chimp. That's not a human.
Yeah.
He had to explain that to people.
He did explain. He was it has nothing to do with it. It's because, and then he'd give it. He was like, I had to give the backstory to everyone. Oh, and he said even the PFL people were like, why are you doing that? And he explained the backstory. And then once you get the backstory, you're like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
But you still have to fucking explain that you have to start the conversation with, look, I'm not racist.
That's crazy. Yeah. The conversation should be, look, guys, you're racist.
Yeah.
A picture of a chimpanzee does not represent black people.
Man, yeah.
If you're saying that every time you see an ape, you think of a black person, you're the problem.
Yeah.
You're 1,000,000% the problem.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. So what are we doing now? We're going to do a more detailed drawing of an ape? What's the next
one? I don't know. The next one, I think...
I say we double down.
I think the next one
we're do.
Is just Olivier in this a clan is a, suit.
An arrow that says this is a person.
Yeah.
Let's double down.
Or we're doing... Like Olivier yesterday, he wrote me because the final might not be in
Vegas.
So he goes, hey, don't buy your tickets yet because it might not be in Vegas. And I was like, look, as long as you're wearing... racist merch. I'm there. So I'm gonna keep telling him the shirt was racist just to fuck with his head.
No, there was nothing. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. God damn. And I normally catch like good racist jokes and shit. It didn't even click at all. I remember seeing the drawing. All I thought was that it's crude. Like I go, oh, it's nice. Like his hand, it doesn't look like super detailed.
Yeah, it doesn't look like. It looks like a fan because it's one of his fans that drew it.
But that is a weird fucking... That's how fucked up we are as a society. Time.
That's an interesting leap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird...
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Because monkeys leap. Yeah.
I had
monkeys
a woman...
From tree to tree.
A couple of years ago, I had this lesbian singer from Montreal. I used to have a joke that I looked like her. And she the Pride Week or whatever, first day of Pride Week a couple of years ago, she was like, hey, Mike Ward, you should stop mocking lesbians, your joke. And then I was like, my joke isn't me mocking lesbians. It's saying that I look like a lesbian.
Yeah.
She wrote, stop saying that lesbians are fat and ugly. I was like, I never said lesbians are fat and ugly. You just said that I'm fat and ugly.
Yeah.
I just said that I kind of look like a lesbian. So technically, that's making fun of me.
Yeah.
Right? I can't. If you're a lesbian and you hear me go, I'm a lesbian, and you go, that fucking asshole.
Yeah, and then you go, stop saying that we're all fat and ugly. It's only some of us. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah. I even did, like, on the Suzukut, I had 2 weeks ago, I had Mona, the drag queen.
Yeah, yeah.
And another guy who happens to be gay on the podcast. And then I started the thing. I was like, this is the best show for Pride Month. We got a gay guy. We got a drag queen. We got a lesbian. And got a good laugh. And a normal lesbian should be fine with that.
That's a great joke. Yeah. That's a perfect, like, for that
and
setting.
And I'm the victim in that joke. Like,
I'm the ugly
like,
one.
It's not me punching down. It's me fucking punching myself.
Yeah.
People are just fucking sensitive now.
Some people are sensitive, but some people, they look to be offended now. That's what happens. Because they're made up.
Yeah.
Like, the Oli thing, you should ask a question before you away.
Before getting angry.
Before saying, oh, monkey equals black. That's great. The fact that you have the balls to say that.
To think that, yeah.
Like, motherfucker, bro. You're that's fucked up.
It's always, thing I've noticed, people that get the most offended about this, it's always a white person that doesn't really have any black or brown friends.
Yeah.
Those are the least racist people. Don't know any black or brown people.
On purpose.
Yeah, on purpose.
Oh, they know. They just don't socialize. They just come out and being like, that gorilla looks too close to this guy I saw at the car wash. Like, oh, you fucking insane, bro.
But that's
how do you use your, how do you think like that? How do you walk around the streets in a civilized nation and say shit like that?
But it's also crazy that racist people think that black people look like monkeys or gorillas.
They don't. It's not that they do it to piss them off. They do it as an insult. So they're saying it
because their hair is black and because
what the association is so that they could make them mad. You only say that shit to someone and you treat
them angry.
To get them angry.
Yeah.
They don't say it because they think, oh, it's factual.
Yeah.
It's like in the old days when they used to call gay people fairies. Yeah. No one actually thought they were real fairies.
Yeah,
I see what you mean. They were very effeminate and feminine.
Yeah, they were like, you're so magical.
Because I've been thinking this whole time is like, fuck, but they don't even look like monkeys.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you draw that liaison?
It's just humanoid, but not human. So they're saying you look like a human.
You're not,
but you're not there yet, type of thing.
You're not a human.
Oh, that's weird, though.
Yeah, that is very wrong.
But that's what it is. Yeah. It's mean.
Yeah.
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 That's schoolyard bullying type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't believe you. That's fucking funny. That he had to go through that. God damn.
Yeah.
And he had to explain to people. He's sending a video of him saying the joke, and they're probably like, we don't speak French.
I think that what I'm going to do, I wanna finance a cartoon of him and that monkey. Because I got an idea for an animated, like just a short. Just have Olivier saying, like he always says, I can kick a chimpanzee's ass.
And the chimpanzee rips
and
his arm.
And then just the chimpanzee goes to see him and just rips his arm off. And then you got Olivier in with both arms in an ice bucket at the in the ER.
Yeah, that's funny.
So it's super short. Yeah. I think I can get that done for a couple of thousand.
That's a good little sketch until you have people going crazy. Black people aren't strong enough to pull the arms off. And you're like, God damn it, bro. You're the problem. You're projecting.
My chimpanzee will be named Lamar, though. just so you know.
Yeah, we're
just so you know.
Just so you know. So have fun with this, BuzzFeed.
He's going to be driving an old caddy. Yeah. Got a couple of chimpanzees working for him.
That'd be amazing. God. Poseidon, so what do you think is the over-under, the odds of you and Guido maintaining your relationship making another episode?
Oh, there's look, I was angry
you're
at him.
Leaving. We're leaving for New Brunswick.
Yeah.
So you're only going to see him in like 10 days.
Yeah, well, I was.
When do we leave?
No, we're leaving next week.
We're leaving.
Oh my God, we're leaving Monday.
Monday.
How long are we on the road for?
7 days.
We're 7 days.
No, but I mean, Monday we drive for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
8 hours.
And then I think we come back the Tuesday. So we leave for 8 days.
But every day, once we get to the first day.
No, we come back on a Monday, I think.
We come, okay.
Yeah,
once we get to the first day, is every day hours
every day
on the road?
A show. Every day, always 2 hours.
2 hours every day.
Yeah.
So we'll leave early. So we could go rest a bit.
It's not super. It's not like they're not long rides, except the first day and the last day.
Yeah, I checked all the towns. They're all. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
And
the last day is what, like 17 hours?
No, it's about the same. I think the first show is like 7-8 hours away, and the last show is like 7-8 hours okay. away. Because we drive around New Brunswick.
Okay.
Like we go up north and then come back down.
It's fucking nuts.
No, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, so what are you going to do with
I think I'm going to call him after this, because I was angry in the moment, but I'm not angry anymore. I'm just going to be like, bro, why are you behaving like this? You know, come to the show.
Our real enemy is the chimpanzees.
Are you going to apologize, though? Because he started it. He was wrong.
Yeah.
But you fucking, you overreacted.
I went in on him a little bit hard. But yeah, I'm going to apologize to him. I'm a grown-ass man.
If you hit your wife because the soup was cold. Yeah. The soup should have been warm, but you could have just said, hey, I'll put this in the microwave.
Yeah.
No, but this, because the thing is, it would make me, the reason why I got so angry at the lie is because it kind of made me look crazy as if the conversation never happened. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what pissed me off.
It didn't make you look crazy, though.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well,
no, because then he's switching the story.
But I would have never known.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, but I knew.
So you could have dealt with him just being like, hey, by the way, I know you
said that. I did try, but then he kept anyways.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, right. No use crying over spilled milk and, spilled milk at the mental hospital. No.
So when are you going to call him? Today?
Oh, yeah, probably after this.
What's the over-under of him actually answering the phone?
I put the odds
very low.
Yeah,
oh, you don't even think he's going to answer?
Nah.
I think he's going to play it up.
I tried to call him. Yeah, 100% he's going to play it up. I tried to call him yesterday also, but he wouldn't answer. Okay. His phone was off, actually. So
maybe he was at the grocery store. Did you think of that? When you were fucking calling him nonstop?
Trying to bother
like a
him?
Goddamn psychopath.
Nah, it wasn't nonstop. It was
he's in the frozen food section. You're fucking bugging him.
He's got the product that you invented.
Yeah, exactly. Cum rags.
Yeah.
So it's just his face.
Well, why is there a cum sock next to the frozen peas?
When you were a kid, did you jerk off everywhere?
No. So always in the bathtub.
Yuck.
The tub.
Yep. Because we were three boys.
So that means your fucking brothers were standing in your jizz No,
it was right before I took a shower. I would wash up. Like when we got cell phones. Oh, before that, yeah, it was very difficult.
When you got cell phones?
Yeah.
So you'd bring your cell phone in the shower, keep your hand out of the water and jerk off?
No. I would run the water to make it sound like I'm filling up the tub.
Jerk off.
But then jerk off real fast and then like fucking come in the tub and then like fucking like
lay in it.
And then wash. No, I wouldn't. How are you insane?
Lay in it.
I would wash it.
That's why you like baths.
I would wash it with soap. I would wash it, properly, and then I would take my shower and it was clean by the time. So like whatever.
Why don't you just jerk off in the shower?
I did.
Well, no.
You said you jerked would fill off up a tub.
I wouldn't fill up a tub. I would just let the water run. I'm not some kind of psychopath.
But am I fucking losing it?
But your mother must have been like, why does he let the water run for 4 minutes?
Oh, she knew for sure. She knew for sure.
And then take a shower.
Oh, no, she knew.
What I'm saying is, why did you let the water run? Why didn't you just jerk off while you're taking a shower?
Because I can't hold my phone because it's going to get water damage the phone.
Or don't start. And then if they knock, go, I'm taking a shit. I'm taking a shit before my shower.
Oh, yeah, my brothers will do that. Yeah, but I wanted to make it seem
your
like I
wasn't. Your brothers would pretend to take a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they were in there like for
is
a while.
Is no one in this house good at pretending? Because you all seem to know when everyone's jerking off. And then you still keep up this charade. Yeah.
Because we're not a bunch of fucking animals.
You sound like you are.
Yeah, no. Animals are more discreet at jerking off.
Yeah. Well, it was a small apartment. It was very difficult to be discreet, bro.
It is. But
we had no
funny.
Privacy.
Because I know you love baths. You always say that you love bathing, you love tubs.
Recently, I like bathing.
Okay.
I didn't discover it until recently.
How old were you when you noticed you
like 28.
Baths? Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I realized how much they relax me. And
so you just thought, bro, what is this? You thought tubs were just cum dumpsters.
No. You realize, oh, Jesus Christ, this is good.
No.
God damn. You know what would be even better? If I could sleep in just old Kleenex. That'd be. So you discovered you like bathtubs on tour? Like because of the hotels?
No, when I moved into, or like 27 when I moved into my first apartment.
Okay.
because I never, you never had time for a bath because everyone wanted to use the bathroom, so you would always take like a fast shower. But then like I had time when I moved out, so I'm like, let me try taking a fucking bath, see what all the rage is about. And I took a bath and I slept like a fucking baby that night.
In very the relaxed. Tub?
No. I got out of the tub.
How often do you take baths?
Oh, like once a month, I would say.
Okay, so every time once you every wash 2 months is the in the bath?
No.
Do you
no,
have
no.
any okay. toasters?
Yeah, but I don't think it reaches the bathroom.
Is your bathtub big enough?
Let's keep going.
Why do you yell, you bastard? You complete the joke and then you... It's like you have to say it to get it.
No, because his facial expression made me laugh.
So, yeah, is your bathtub big enough for you and your girl to take a bath together?
Barely.
Okay.
No, it's tight.
Yeah.
So, next house, but custom bathtub.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Tony Montana style.
Drug money.
Did Tony Montana have a big bathtub?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember.
He also had an eating disorder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. He, there's a scene of him in a bubble bath.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yelling, where's the frozen pizza, man? The problem with you is your womb is polluted and you don't know how to cook the frozen pizza, man. I gotta do it myself, man.
And then you call me the bad guy.
Yeah. I'm not the bad guy. I'm the fat guy. Get through your thick skull, man.
Somebody's gotta be the fat guy around here.
Yeah. Everybody look at the fat guy.
When a food go missing.
When a food go missing, you look at the fat guy.
Always.
You need me. You need me so you have no leftover. Can't eat them all. That's funny. We should make a parody of that.
Yeah, 100%.
Look at that guy.
Instead of a mountain of cocaine, it's a mountain of flour.
Yeah, no, not even flour's too close. It has to be like macaroni.
Yeah.
So, do you, when you take baths, do you take bubble baths or?
Oh, no, just regular warm baths. Yeah, no.
You ever use bath salts?
No.
Apparently they make you float. Yeah. I used them once because Mike got them from me.
I cannot float in a bathtub.
But it wasn't comfortable for me. It was too tight. It was too, like, I wasn't comfy in the bathtub. I tried it and it just went to waste, like everything. Yeah. Like I didn't feel in like comfortable enough to just sit there for a while. I need I want to have like space.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I love about hotel bathtubs.
Yeah, they're big.
Like when we get like it, not all of them, but sometimes you get like a crazy big bath. Like tonight, I have a room at the Hilton because I'm doing a show tomorrow in Quebec City. So I want to call. I think I'm going to call him. If there's a big bath, I'm going to drive up right after this. But if not, I won't even use a hotel.
But if there's a big bath, you just go and chill before the show.
Yeah.
Is it tonight or tomorrow?
No, the show's tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're driving back here. Yeah. And then we're going to Gatineau again.
We're going to Gatineau. Last weekend, Gatineau. And then...
Monday we leave.
Monday we leave.
God damn.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough.
Yeah. But
we got this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then we come back a week later.
And then we're off for...
Until October.
Yeah, until October. I'm going to be away for 2 weeks.
Mm. I think I'm going to be doing spots in English.
Yeah, let me know wherever. Well, you can go wherever you want, but I'll give you a list.
Okay.
Everybody wants you to go anyway. All
right.
So you're always welcome at like the third floor, M Bar, all these places. They all would love to have you.
Can you give me a list and then like rate it or mention like, okay, this is a shit room. Yeah. This, there'll be people.
Yeah, a lot of them are going to be a little shitty.
Okay. I don't care if they're a little shitty because I just want to get
the words out.
Words out and just get used to it. But I don't want like, crazy shitty. Like, I don't want to, after 3 weeks, going, I'm not good at comedy.
Yeah. What happened? There's some crazy shitty, but you've been going a lot. Are they crazy shitty or
not? No.
Not when I get there.
When I leave, people are upset.
That's my new nickname, Crazy Shitty.
No, they're good. They're fun. Sometimes some nights they're busier than other nights. But you can't predict that. But no, they're usually good rooms.
Yeah. I got a list.
I've only been to two though, actually. So I don't know. Actually, I realize I shouldn't be speaking.
The two that he goes to were shut down recently.
Okay,
because of him.
Yeah. A lot of farting.
Health hazard. Yeah. Something about chimpanzees. So listen, guys, if you are a lover of man and animal, head over to MikeWard.ca. Get tickets for Mike Ward's 1 hour, Mike Ward Noir. Very limited chances to see him right now. Mike Ward will be in Gatineau. Mike Ward, actually, when you're watching this, there is no more Gatineau.
No more Gatineau's
done. We so did we're, all 11 shows.
Actually, we start in New Brunswick tonight.
Yeah, New Brunswick
I think
tour?
We're Dieppe the first night, but we're sold out. But then we got like six other shows.
All over New Brunswick.
All sold out.
All over New Brunswick and then Ontario the beginning of October.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it for Noir.
That's it.
English shows upcoming in October to be announced in Montreal. MikeWard.ca is the website. One more time to get tickets. But if you want to see what all the fuss was about during this summer's Bell Center world record breaking night, go no further than the patreon.com/Suzekut. Mike Ward Suzekut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, has the entire back catalog of all of the Suzekut episodes. Plus, that's where he puts tickets for sale first, so you could catch the Suzekut episodes live. There's discs. There's always fun stuff happening on Mike Ward's Patreon, as well as mine, patreon.com/Pantelis. Join the nation. Help me handle these fucking imbeciles that I have to deal with on a daily basis. Poseidon, Adam, Guido Grasso. It's a fucking nightmare. It's very difficult to do. So Poseidon is online. ThePoseidon69 is his handle on Twitter and on Instagram. But he loves Twitch, and that's where you should follow him. Linktree.com, or actually linktree.ee/IamPoseidon, to follow all of his many social links, of which he has four. Poseidon, any last words?
Yeehaw, gentlemen.
Thank you, and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.